Update. The deer was located late this afternoon in Anmore, tranquilized, and the rope with antlers was removed from its neck. Thanks to all who helped to locate the animal. Members of the Wildlife Service were contacted and dealt with the deer, according to a report to the Tri-City News from Mossam Creek Hatchery. The situation was handled with great care, according to someone on the scene. For full story, see below. Sightings of a deer with a rope around its neck, and antlers dangling from it, has raised concerns among Tri-City's residents, who fear for the animal's health. A social media post is asking for people to report sightings of the deer, which has been spotted in the area between Mossam Creek Hatchery and Port Moody and Anmore Elementary. It's only a matter of time before it gets tighter, said Jack Evans, a wildlife biologist with the BC Ministry of Forests. He said the animal is not in immediate danger, but there is concern the rope could get caught on a bush, or even get so tight, the animal could be strangled. Evans, whose office is in Surrey, said he is collecting information about recent sightings to put together a map, with the goal of eventually finding the deer and removing the rope. It's had lots of public attention, and we're trying to develop a pattern for where this animal is spending time. The idea is to develop an understanding of the animal's habits to eventually track and tranquilize it to remove the rope, which also has antlers dangling from the loop. Rope. Antlers like a necklace. Evan said the rope has likely been on the animal for some time, noting that it probably first got caught in the deer's antlers. But, in January, when deer lose their antlers, the entangled rack and rope fell around the animal's neck like a necklace. It's more of a nuisance, said Evans, who said the male Columbian black-tailed deer is in remarkably good shape, healthier than most deer feeding off woody shoots this time of year. Likely the deer is a backyard deer, feeding on early grass, and Evans said he hopes alerting the public will help pinpoint the animal's whereabouts. Cameras maybe even be installed in people's yards to get a better sense of the creature's habits in the morning and evening. Evan said multiple sightings have been reported since March 8, with the last good sighting around 7 p.m. on Monday, March 27, at Anmore Elementary, 30 Elementary Road. It's also been seen close to the tidal waters of Mossam Creek off of Ioco Road. The Mossam Creek Hatchery Group has been helping spread the word by posting a message from Evans on its Facebook page. Evans said he appreciates the efforts people are going through to save the animal. To provide information about the deer's current whereabouts, email Evans at jack.evans@gov.bc.ca, or call or text him at 604-341-1826.